书信经课记载在马太福音28:16-20，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣指定他们去的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教导他们遵守。看哪，我天天与你们同在，直到世代的终结。这是上主的道。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
My name is Ian, and I am one of the ministry staff here at St. Andrews.
我名字叫伊恩，是其中一位牧师。
And a warm welcome to you, and thank you for your warm welcome to me.
我欢迎大家来到这里，也欢迎，也很高兴大家让到我来这里跟大家讲道。
Sok Han should be back with you next week, the new grandma that she is.
杨牧师呢，下个星期呢就会跟我们在一起了。
We're working through a sermon series on God's sovereignty, His control in our lives, and today we're talking about evangelism.
我们过去最近呢有一系列是讲到上帝的主权。那今天呢，我们的主题是关于传福音。
What is the most scariest thing you have done?
在过去你做过哪一件是你最可怕、最害怕的事情呢？
Every time I preach, I'm scared.
每一次我
正道呢，
都很害怕。
We don't all get to preach, but often people say evangelism, talking about Jesus, is one of the scariest things. Not the scariest, but one of the scariest things that we get to do.
我们可能呢不会常正道，但是人就说传福音是一件很可怕的事情，一想到传福音就害怕了。
But it's a job we're all called to do. Every Christian is called to share Jesus in both word and in deed.
但其实我们每个人都是被上主叫我们去宣扬这个福音。
So this sermon is going to focus on the encouragement to proclaim Jesus because Jesus is in control.
那今天呢，我们讲的就是上帝如何鼓励我们去分享他的福音。
And I'm going to try and be as practical as possible.Because being practical is what Jesus wants us to do. Not know the theory, but to do it. To go and to do it.
希望我们今天的内容呢是实用性的，不光只是停留在理论上面。
So the first point is that Jesus is always in charge.
第一点呢就是耶稣永远是掌权的。
And you see here from the verse that we had read to us by Sasha, verse 18.
第十八节。
Jesus says, "All authority has been given to him."
耶稣讲到天上地下所有的权柄都归于他了。
That means every centimeter, millimeter of this planet is Jesus's. Every last person is under his authority.
就是这个世界的每一厘米、每一毫米、每一个人都是属于耶稣的。
And if Jesus is always in charge, then We want to know what he's like as a leader.
那要是耶稣是掌权的话，那我们希望这个领袖是怎么样的呢？
Someone in authority is someone we want to trust, someone who cares, someone who knows what they're doing, and is able to do something.
我们都希望掌权者是一个会关爱的人，他知道要做什么事情，他会把那些事情做好。
Think about, for example, some of the leaders who are in control of countries.
那我们会想象一下，我们现在地球上一些领袖，国家领袖。
Like President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un.
就好像金正恩还有特朗普总统。
But they're on again, off again talks. Who's actually in control?
那他们这些来来去去的讲话，那到底谁是在掌权呢？
Jesus is.
耶稣是。
Jesus is in control of them and every person on this planet.
耶稣不光是掌权，在他们上面掌权，也包括在所有地球上面的人掌权。
And just a few days before this passage that we had read to us from Matthew chapter 28, Jesus has defeated sin and death and Satan on the cross.
在这个经文讲这句话之前的40天，耶稣正战胜了死亡。
On the cross and the empty tomb, he's defeated the Jewish leaders who wanted to kill him forever, and the Roman authorities who wanted him dead as well.
在十字架上还有空坟墓里，他战胜了犹太教的领袖，战胜罗马的政府。
But Jesus rules this world not by might, not by power, but by his spirit, by his love and compassion.
耶稣战胜这个世界不是用他的能力，而是用他的关爱。
He gives his life for our sins so that we can be reconciled to God, our biggest problem. And he does that for us.
他为我们而死，他这样是出于爱为我们而死。
That's the sort of leader he is. Not powerful in terms of an army, but powerful in terms of love.
他是这样的一个领袖，不是说用有很大的力量去战胜，而是用有爱的力量去关爱我们，跟我们建立关系。
He's loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, body, and life, and loved his neighbors, us, and so he dies for that love.
他用他所有的爱上帝，他爱我们，所以为我们而死。
So we see him fulfilling the great commandment to love, as well as the great commission. And we are now to fulfill the great commandment to love God, and so share about Jesus, and to love others, and to share about Jesus.
耶稣服从了去爱，他也服从了死在十字架上，他也去传扬福音。今天我们要跟随的就是去爱，传扬福音。
Because of the type of leader he is, a leader who loves, who's compassionate, who knows what he's doing, and can do something about it.
他是一位有爱的领袖，是一位关爱的领袖。
If he's that sort of leader, he's the right one we want to tell others about, isn't he?
因为他是这样一个好的领袖，那我们应该把这样好的领袖跟别人分享。
So the first encouragement, that he is the type of leader we want. Secondly, we're able to lead, be part of his rule. We are to work with him.
一，我们刚才讲到他是一个这么好的领袖。二，我们就是跟耶稣一起工作，参与他的工作。
Jesus has authority, and so what we're doing is we recognize his authority. We're telling others who don't yet recognize his authority that he is in control of their lives.
耶稣呢有权柄有权能，他是真正的领袖，但其他人不知道。我们应该告诉其他人，耶稣他是这样的一个有权能的领袖。
There is no one greater than him, and we know him.
没有人比耶稣更有权柄，但是我们认识他。
And he knows us.
他也认识我们。
He believes we're so important that he says, "I've got a job for you to do."
他认为我们很重要，所以跟我们说，我有个工作给你。
He doesn't need us. Jesus doesn't need us. In the Old Testament, we read about it, him using a talking donkey.
其实上帝工作不需要我们。我们在旧约里看到，上帝用一个驴去讲话，宣扬他的工作。
But usually donkeys don't talk.
一般驴是不会讲话的啊。
We do.
但我们会。
We get to talk about Jesus to others and live lives that show that Jesus is our King.
我们可以跟别人分享耶稣是怎么样的，我们也可以除了用话语以外，用我们的行为行出来。
On Jesus' behalf.
就代表上帝去这么做。
So God has placed us in the family, in the job.
耶稣把我们放在一个家庭里面，可能放在工作岗位里面。
In our community, with our friends, with our neighbors.
在我们社区里跟我们朋友一起生活，放在我们邻舍旁边。
He's put us there so that we can work for him and show his rule and authority over all this world.
他把我们放在那个位置，使到我们可以为他工作。
Starting in our own lives and asking and pleading and showing and loving those so that they will do the same too.
我们应该从我们生命开始去关爱身边的人。
So we're encouraged that Jesus is in control, and he's the right sort of leader we want people to have. We're encouraged that Jesus is in control because we get to work for him and with him.
因为我们知道耶稣在掌权，耶稣是领袖，我们应该为他工作，一起跟他合作。
And here's the third encouragement. That is, even though we might make a mess of sharing about Jesus, or maybe so scared that we don't do it,
还有另外一个鼓励我们的就是，纵然我们做得一塌糊涂，或者我们不愿意做耶稣给我们的工作。
They're worried about offending others. We're worried about their past experiences or our past experiences with people who push religion.
我们会担心，有些人会听到我们分享福音的时候有些不好的想法，或者想起以前，其他人强迫他信耶稣。
We might be so worried that we don't have the right words or can't answer their questions and so say nothing.
我们会担心，我们会讲错话，别人问我们问题，我们不知道怎么回应，所以我们不说。
We usually have lots of reasons why we find evangelism scary.
我们有很多理由，很多原因觉得传福音是很可怕的。
And yet Jesus can use our fumbling words and our clumsy life.
但是耶稣可以用我们讲话不是很好的口才，耶稣可以用我们不是完美的生命。
Because he is in control.
因为他在掌权。
Salvation doesn't depend on us. Salvation depends on Jesus.
我们每个人的拯救不是在乎我们每个人所做的，而是在乎耶稣。
We can be involved in the joy of sharing about Jesus and people coming to faith. But if we choose not to, God will still use others. And we will miss out.
我们可以不参与传福音的工作，但当我们不参与的时候，别人会做，上帝的福音还是会传开去的。
But if we try, then God will still use that, and that is encouragement to try, even though we might get it wrong.
但是当然我们会失去了跟上帝合作的机会，但是当我们尝试的时候，我们就有机会跟上帝一起工作。
Jesus takes the initiative in bringing people to the faith. He doesn't rely on us.
耶稣呢，采取了主动，他是那一位使别人相信他的。
And he does that because that shows that he's in control. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
我们在哥林多前书第十二章。
That no one can call Jesus his Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
我们为什么说耶稣在掌权呢？因为若不是被圣灵感动的，没有人能说耶稣是主。
So we see here on this Trinity Sunday that the Spirit needs to work in people about Jesus before we even get to speak about Jesus in terms of them believing.
今天是三一主日，我们知道圣灵的感动让他们让世人可以知道上帝是谁，耶稣是谁。
And so we're encouraged to share the faith about Jesus.Because we know that he will save some, and others will reject his message.
我们被鼓励去传福音，因为我们知道耶稣会拯救一些，也有一些会被拒绝，没有被拯救。
The words and the actions that we do in showing forth Jesus aren't just empty words and empty actions. They will achieve a result.
我们所说的或者所做的行为都会。有效果，不是一些没有影响的话语行动。
Our task is to tell everyone. Jesus' task is to bring those to faith, or those who reject him, they will continue to reject him.
我们所需要做的是，我们告诉身边的人，但谁相信，谁不相信，就是上帝在掌权。
We don't know if people will accept or reject. That's up to Jesus.
我们不知道谁会相信，谁不相信，但这是。
He's the one in control.
他负责。
But often people come to faith in a process over a long period of time. So even though they may reject us now, or a message of Jesus, God might actually use what we've said or done to later bring them to faith.
我们都知道，但人信主呢是需要过程的。可能现在我们所说的、所做的没有影响力。但我们所做的事情、所讲的事情，以后可能会影响这个人相信耶稣。
Jesus told a story about this.
耶稣讲的故事，关于信心的。
The parable of the sowers, or the parable of the soils.
就是撒种的比喻。
A story of a man scattering seed, the good news of Jesus, in a field.
耶稣讲了一个比喻，就是有个人在撒种，就好像传福音。
Some seed falls on a path.No plants grow up because the birds eat them.
有些种子呢在道路上面啊，那些飞鸟过来就把那种子给吃了。
Some seed falls among rocky area, some among weeds.
那有些种子呢就放在石头啊缝中间。
Good plants grow up for a little while and then die, die because they have no root or are strangled.
那有些种子呢，它在浅土里面，它可以成长，但是因为浅土，它不能长得很高。
So Jesus is saying, when we share faith, some people will reject.
当我们传福音的时候，有些人是会拒绝的。
Some will accept Jesus for a while.
有些人会接受。
And then there was a fourth soil, good soil, where the seed scattered and it grew great plants, huge plants, lots and lots and lots of fruit.
有些人会接受，但是短暂的，就好像那个浅土一样。但是有些种子会撒在好土里面，它会成长30倍、100倍。
Sorry, Jesus saying, I guarantee when you share the news about me, some will reject, and some will grow good fruit.
耶稣担保说，当你传福音的时候，有些人会相信，有些人会拒绝。
I'm in charge. Just do the sharing.
你分享就可以了。
Another thing we're encouraged to do, as for the fact that Jesus is in control and we're not, is to pray.
另外一件我们被鼓励的事情就是我们去祷告。
We're encouraged to pray because that says we're not in control of people coming to faith. Jesus is, and we want you to do something, please, Jesus.
我们祷告的原因就是我们知道我们不是在掌权，我们告诉上帝说你在掌权。这个祷告就是一个这样的证明。
We're recognizing that without Jesus at work in someone, our words are just empty to them. They will continue to reject. But if Jesus is at work in their lives, then they will come to faith.
我们知道，要是耶稣没有参与在其中的话，我们所讲的只是空话，没有影响力。但当我们讲的时候，上帝在工作的时候，这些话是有能量的。
So our prayers are an important part of sharing the good news of Jesus. We're asking for Jesus to work in their lives.
我们祷告让耶稣跟我们一起工作是带有能力的，有效果的。
And we're called to keep doing it, to keep praying.
我们要不断的祷告。
My father doesn't accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
我父亲没有接受耶稣。
And for 40 years now, I've counted it, 40 years I've been praying for him.
我数过了。过去四十年，我都为他祷告。
Be easy to give up, but he's my father. I love him and I want him to know King Jesus.
四十年是很容易放弃的，因为很长的时间嘛。但我爱我的父亲，我还是不断为他祷告。
But he lives in Australia and I live in Hong Kong.
他在澳大利亚生活，但我在香港生活。
So I'm not just praying for me sharing faith about him to Jesus, about Jesus to him. I'm now praying for others whom he lives with in his.Retirement village to share Jesus with him.
所以我不能面对面跟他传福音嘛，我就不光只是祷告哦，我要跟他传福音，我是为了他身边的人，可以跟他生活的人，可以为他传福音。
The people in your lives whom you love, those who you know don't yet trust Jesus, are you praying for them?
在你生活里面，你所爱的人，你有没有为他们祷告呢？
Are you recognizing Jesus needs to work in their life first? Are you praying for Jesus to do that? Or praying for other people to come and share faith as well as yourselves?
你有没有想到我们传福音需要上帝的同时参与呢？所以我们需要祷告。
If Jesus is in charge, if Jesus is in control, then we pray.
上帝在掌权，我们需要祷告。
And another encouragement is that the fact that Jesus is in control, he knows our strengths,and our weaknesses.
还有另外的鼓励呢，就是，上帝耶稣他知道我们的一些强项，也知道我们一些弱点。
He knows what we're good at, and he knows what we're not good at.
他知道我们有什么事情做得好，有什么事情做得不好。
I'm not the minister for evangelism at St. Andrews because I'm not very good at it, sharing faith.
我在圣安德烈堂工作，但我并没有说负责布道啊那项。因为我讲话一般般。
I know it's important, and I give it a try, but I just often don't feel like I've got the words. And often I think afterwards, oh, I should have said this.
我知道这个很重要，我也有试过，但总是觉得自己好像讲错一些话。
Darren has the job of being the minister in charge of evangelism.
Darren 呢，那他就负责布道这一部分了。
But evangelism is all our job, and we will do it in different ways because God has made us different, and that's good because Jesus is in control.
传福音呢是我们每个人的工作，但我们可以负责不同的部分，因为我们每个人都是不一样的。
So one way of sharing Jesus is, like I know you do as a congregation, go out into Kowloon Park and talk to people about Jesus. That is one way.
其中一个方法呢，就是我们也有在做的，就是我们去到街头，去到九龙公园，去到街上跟别人分享我们的信仰。
But another way is praying for people. You might not be able to go, or might not feel like you have the words to say to others, but you do have words to say to God.
第二个方法呢，是可能我们对着人不会讲话，但我们可以把这些话跟上帝讲。
Prayer is evangelism.
祷告是传福音。
Speaking about Jesus is evangelism.
讲跟别人分享信仰也是传福音。
Living out your faith is evangelism.
第三个就是你生活活出基督徒的样式也是分享信仰。
Living out trusting God, living a moral, good, loving, caring life is evangelism.
我们活出爱，活出圣经教导我们的怎么样作为一个基督徒。别人也会看见。
Using your money is evangelism.
怎么样花钱也可以是传福音的方法。
12% of our money that you give to St. Andrews goes to mission, both here in Hong Kong and overseas.
我们圣安德烈堂的奉献里面的12%是放在传福音里面的。
Or there might be particular people who you support who are good at mission.
我们那个基金里面呢，有些人是非常会传福音的。
The good work of the church, that here at St. Andrews we're part of the church network for the poor.
教会所做的好工作，比如说我们支持一个叫 Network for the Poor 的机构。
We work with Christian Action in caring for refugees.
我们有参与一些事工，是关心难民的。
Some of us go to prison, not.To be put into prison, but to share Jesus with people in prison.
有些呢去监狱啊，他家去监狱不是因为被抓了，而是去监狱里面探访。
Some work with the elderly, some work with the disabled, some work with the homeless.
有些呢是关爱一些老人，有些是关爱残疾的兄弟姐妹。
These are all evangelistic activities, activities sharing faith of Jesus.
这些都是传福音的行为。
The fact that you walk off Nathan Road up the hill at a church shows people who are walking past you're a believer in Jesus.
其实纵然只是当我们来教会走上这个山的时候，别人也看见我们是基督徒，因为他们知道我们来的就是教会。
That is evangelism.
这也是传福音。
Showing Jesus in control, and we want others to know that Jesus is in control of their life.
我们相信上帝在掌权，我们分享给别人听，上帝是在掌权，这就是传福音。
Daily conversations like, "Wow, praise God when you hear a good news," or "Can I pray for you?" All those are simple, easy ways of living out the life of faith.
在我们生活当中，可能我们会有些好的事情，我们会说赞美主。当别人遇到困难的时候，可能我们说我们有没有可以帮你祷告的？这些都是活出生命。
Jesus uses us for who we are. We don't have to be someone else. Jesus wants to use us for who we are in sharing faith. Because he's in control. Leave the outcome to him. Let's do the work.
我们不需要变成另外一个人。耶稣会用现在的我们去传福音，去传扬他的话，不需要很大的改变。
So my second point, the message that we have is always about Jesus.
我们的讲的内容都是关于耶稣的。
We see in verses 19 to 20 that the truth is always about Jesus. This message that we share is not about St. Andrews, it's not about Ian, it's about Jesus.
我们传福音的内容在19-20节里面看到都是关于耶稣的。
It's the orthodox faith, that is the faith of 2,000 years of trusting in Jesus and baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这个真理呢传统就是我们奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
Last week, the English language services had 12 people baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
上个星期呢在英语堂呢有12个人是被奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
Now on Trinity Sunday, I'm very glad that to get into heaven, we don't have to understand the Trinity.
啊，这个是三一星期天啊，我们很高兴的是，我们不需要完全啊理解这个三一神论。
Because I don't fully understand it.
我也不是完全理解。
But it's there in the Bible.
但是这个是在圣经里面告诉我们的真理。
And hard and difficult things we don't run away from as Christians. We always teach it.
这个虽然困难，但我们不会逃避。
And so here we see in verse 17, here are disciples, Jewish men, worshipping Jesus, giving a God-man the honor that's due to God, because they believe in the Trinity too.
第十七节我们见到他们就会拜耶稣，他们相信犹太教的神，但他们发现真神原来是父子圣灵。
So the message that we tell is the message that's been telling from the first century all the way into the 21st century and beyond.
我们所应该分享的福音的真理，这个真理已经被传扬了2000年。
Next point is the truth is about the message of Jesus. It's about making disciples of Jesus.
另外一个真理就我们传扬的时候呢，就是为耶稣建立门徒。
Jesus comes and calls all people to be his followers, his disciples.
耶稣呼召所有的人来相信他，成为他的门徒。
And not just be disciples ourselves, but to make other disciples.
不光是我们自己成为门徒，也让我们身边的人也同时成为门徒。
The aim of a mango tree is not just to produce nice mangoes, it's to produce another mango tree.
怎么成为门徒的意思呢？就好像个芒果树，好的芒果树不光只会结芒果，它也会使到另外一个芒果树成长，它的籽掉在地上，另外一个芒果树长出来。
So the role of a Christian is not just to be a Christian, but to help others become Christian as well.
所以一个基督徒不光只是自己成为基督徒，也让那些没有信的基督徒成为基督徒，同时成为门徒。
So the message we tell and the life we live is about making disciples for Jesus. And secondly, it's not only about Jesus the person, but also about what he taught.
我们所传扬的不光只是基督耶稣他是谁，我们也传扬的就是耶稣所讲的一些教导。
Which means we need to be teaching people the Bible, because in here we have what Jesus taught about loving God and loving our neighbor.
这个什么意思呢？就是我们当我们传福音的时候，我们要传扬圣经里面的内容，因为圣经里面的内容呢，是耶稣所教导的爱神、爱人。
The Old Testament points to Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are all about Jesus, and the rest of the New Testament looks back at the fact that Jesus has come and what that means for all humanity.
旧约圣经呢，指往前指向耶稣，四福音呢，正面的去看耶稣，其他的书信。圣经的内容呢，从将后来那时间回头看耶稣是怎么样影响其他人、影响世界的。
So how much of a role is the Bible taking place in our lives, and in our groups, in our church, and our sharing of faith?
那到底圣经这本圣经怎么影响我们生命呢？怎么影响我们在教会的生活、平时的生活、小组里面的内容，影响我们有多少呢
？And the message is about Jesus and his teaching.And lastly, also about obedience.
最后这个信息除了耶稣还有耶稣的教导以外还有顺服。
Because it's one thing to say and know that Jesus said, love your enemies. We now actually have to do it, to love them.
其中一个 example 呢就是怎么爱我们的敌人我们知道怎么这个理论怎么爱别人但我们应该也做出来怎么去爱我们的敌人怎么服从
And the way we love them best is to share Jesus with them too
最好的爱我们敌人的方法就是把福音跟他们分享
So Jesus is in control and Jesus is the message the center of the message My last point is that Jesus is always with us
第三点呢就是耶稣一直跟我们在一起
In verse 19, we see Jesus encouraging us to go. Literally, it is as you go. That means we can be missionaries in another country, or here in Hong Kong, or wherever else God will send us.
第十九节呢，讲到去， 跟万民分享，讲到去可以去到地极很远的地方，也可以在我们身边。
But we don't wait till we get there to be sharing Jesus. We share Jesus as we go.
我们不一定要哦，突然间因为要去嘛，就马上去到很远。我们可以一步一步的走，就走到哪里就分享到哪里。
We see here too that it's for all people, all nations. It's not just for one group of people or one particular gender or one particular age. It's for everyone.
我们看到这个信息是分享给万民所有的人，不是光单一的民族，是所有的人。
And we do it with Jesus. We do it with one another.
我们这么做是跟耶稣一起做，我们这么做是跟其他信徒一起做。
So it's not just me who finds evangelism scary. We all do. But we're all encouraged to do it together.
不光只是我发现觉得传福音是有困难是害怕的，我们一起面对这困难，一起传福音。
And more importantly than just doing it with us, verse 20, we do it with Jesus. He is with us always, even to the very end of the age, verse 20.
我们不单只是跟其他基督徒一起做，很重要的就是刚才所讲的，我们跟耶稣同时工作，在二十节。
So here you are as God's people. Jesus is in control.
上帝在掌权。
And he wants us to share faith.
他希望我们分享这个我们所相信的。
And so we're encouraged to do that because he is in control and he's a loving, loving, loving God whom we serve and we want the world to serve.
我们被鼓励，因为我们这个上帝是一个爱的上帝，他鼓励我们去分享。
So Patrick's now going to lead us in prayer that we will be people who share faith.
好，我们一起来祷告。上帝，我们感谢你，你爱我们，你把你的生命为我们所牺牲。愿你的爱鼓励我们在我们生活中去爱我们的敌人，在我们生活中活出回应你爱的生命。鼓励我们想起我们所爱的人，为他们祷告，鼓励我们活出爱的生命。我们这样祷告，奉主名求。We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, everyone.